Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Let me tell you something. Day after day, I am more confused as an entrepreneur. I'm telling you. I was going over my books with my accountant, and I have a 60% decrease in earnings from this time last year to this time this year. It's not that the effort is not there. It's not that I'm still not out here working as hard as I possibly can. It's not that I'm not coming up with great creative ideas. Companies are cutting back. Some of the organizations I used to do business with, they aren't doing the marketing that they once did. And so my business is taking a hit. And I'm not alone. There's so many other businesses out there, small business owners like me in Minneapolis, in St. Paul, especially in BIPOC communities, who say, Shaletta, you know what? This time last year, I had 5 clients. I had 2 employees. I had a brick and mortar. This year, it's me and a part-timer. And we, finished our lease out. And now we're doing everything virtually. So everybody is doing what they can to make sure that their business is still going, is still functional, and that we don't go out of business. And some of us who were thriving last year are just surviving this year. So when I found out about the Promise Act, I was like, okay, this is amazing. It is help for small business owners. It is run by some amazing organizations in town. And the opening is open. We can begin to apply. This is round 2. Some people have already gotten the funds in round 1. And so if you missed out on an opportunity, if you are a small business owner and you qualify for these funds, I need you to listen up. Because the thing that you've been praying for, the things that you've been hoping that you get a hold of, that you've been asking God for your business, this might be it right here. So Shahir Ahmed is joining from us from Neighborhood Development Center on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Shahir, thank you so much for being here.
Shaletta, thank you so much. I'm so honored to be on your show.
Now, we are talking about the Promise Act, and I need you to tell people, what in the world is the Promise Act? And I know that it is a fund that helps disadvantaged businesses reach their full potential. We're in round 2 right now. You can apply. We're in round 2, but for some people, this is the first time that they're hearing about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So if I take it high level, and thank you for the question, the Minnesota Promise Act is a state-funded small business revitalization program designed to support those small businesses you've been talking about and nonprofits. in communities that have been most impacted by economic hardship. Historically, this, you know, if you think about the historically disadvantaged entrepreneurs, you know, this program is giving them access to the capital and resources they need to stabilize and grow. It provides grants and loans in specific areas, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Greater Minnesota. And what this the goal is to promote the long-term stability, equity, and wealth building in our disinvested communities. You mentioned Neighborhood Development Center. I've been with Neighborhood Development Center 15 plus years. We are a 30 plus year old organization here doing work in the Twin Cities, and our track record, the state had chosen us as a transparent steward of equitable distribution, tasked with distributing $72 million in grants to these small businesses we're talking about.
Okay, you need to stop talking, sir.
Yep, sir.
You don't get to say distribute $72 million to small businesses right here in our state and then keep talking. Okay, we have to stop right there.
Yes, let's get into it.
That is a large number.
It is
an investment. That is not something that we are applying for that other businesses in New York or California or in Texas or Louisiana are applying for. That is Minnesota money. Where is that money coming from?
That money comes from the taxpayers' money. This is an appropriation that the state enacted in law in 2023. So these are tax dollars that are for entrepreneurs that are eligible within certain target geographies.
Okay. And so that money is available. You can apply right now. But there are some parameters. It's not just for everybody. Talk to me about who can apply for this money. And I'm going to give people the website so that if they are listening and they're at home working, most small business owners are Saturday. Our kids are doing their thing. We may have a blended family. They may be with dad or mom. And now we're at home trying to catch up on email and stuff. So if folks are listening while we're talking, it's mnpromiseact.org. mnpromiseact.org. Now, who qualifies to apply, because the applications are open right now?
Yeah, great question. Businesses and nonprofits are eligible so long as they're located in designated areas that have been historically disinvested or disproportionately affected by economic hardship. So think about parts of South Minneapolis, parts of St. Paul, all of North Minneapolis. In D.C., we've been charged to focus on those areas. And so these businesses, Shaletta, should demonstrate that they have or that they serve or they are rooted in these disadvantaged communities. Okay. And they will have to show, you know, submit the submission of financial documents such as taxes. Okay, that's going to be some of the requirements, but they can see the listeners, you can go to the website and see the full list of eligibility criteria.
Okay, they've got the Metro Grant Program that's distributing $72 million in grants, the Metro Loan Program, which is distributing $22.2 million in loans to small businesses, and then the Greater Minnesota Programs, which is the Minnesota Initiative Foundation. They're managing the Greater Minnesota Grant and Loan Programs through six partner organizations, each serving specific regions. That information is on mnpromiseact.org. Okay. Now, Shahir, we got to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, here's what I want to talk about. Because for small business owners, we ain't got time to be sitting down filling out all this paper. Okay. We got to open the store. We got to close the store. We got to do the work. We cooking and we washing dishes. And then we got to get home and cook and wash our own dishes. And so a lot of times, it's not that we don't qualify. We don't have the time, but Neighborhood Development Center has a lot of opportunity and people who are helping small business owners fill these applications out, make sure they are in compliance, make sure they have everything they need, whether they need to scan documents or they need to fill out essays or they need to make sure that all their ducks are in a row with their taxes. You all are handicapping this thing for us so that we don't sit down and feel overwhelmed and give up. We're going to talk more with Shahir about that when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It is 1:49. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Continuing our conversation with Shamir Ahmed on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, talking about the Minnesota Promise Act. It is helping disadvantaged businesses reach their full potential. Round two of the Promise Act grant is officially open. You can go to mnpromiseact.org to apply. And one of the things, Shahir, that we were talking about before the commercial break was that a lot of small businesses just don't have the time to sit down and fill out an application. Not if we want to keep our businesses going, right? And a lot of times when we do sit down to finally get a chance to fill it out, we look at it and we feel overwhelmed by it because art may be our thing, or marketing, like me, that's my thing. Cooking might be somebody's thing. Sewing may be somebody's thing. It's not filling out paperwork. That's not our thing. And so while we may be good business owners, you know, We're not, you know, folks who sit down and fill out grant applications. We're not grant writers. We're not RFP writers. And so, you know, we'll give up on that, on that note alone. But the one thing that I found out is the reason that I invited you on the show was not just to tell people that the monies are available and that the application is open and they can go to mnpromiseact.org to apply, but that you have assistance at Neighborhood Development Center for anybody who wants to fill out the application. Talk to me about that.
Absolutely. So, and then let me also say, Shaletta, if you don't mind, is that this grant application is not a traditional grant application or RFP. There's no essay that's needed. There's really, it's really straightforward questions, answer questions, yes and no. A lot of the questions are. But if you do need help, this program is designed to meet you where you are. We have information sessions and technical assistance workshops, both in person and online. We've got also, you can go to our website and you'll see our community partners. We have over 15 official community partner organizations throughout the three geographies, that's being North Minneapolis, South Minneapolis, and St. Paul, that are alongside us working with applicants to help cross T's and dot I's on what you need to get your application completed and submitted before the deadline.
I so appreciate that. If you go on mnpromiseegg.org, there is a drop-down menu. It says resources, and there's an application help center. It talks about the overview, the eligibility, the process. And here's the thing, it is that nobody wants to take the time to fill out an application and then they forgot to upload a document, or they put something in incorrectly, and then all of a sudden you get denied. That's one of the most heartbreaking and frustrating things as an entrepreneur, when you know you have access, you know you qualify, but you just feel something out wrong. Are you going to stand alongside and walk people through these applications until
Absolutely.
The end?
Absolutely. They have the t we have so the portal is open from the application portal is open from September to December 14th. So there's more than enough time for right now. We will sit with you individually. You'll get some individual one-on-one time. We will go through each question. We will assist you in uploading your documents, and you can do that in person at our office on Dell and University in St. Paul, or again, the drop-down list of official community partner organizations. You can walk into their door with an appointment, or walk in, and we can get you support that you need to complete the application one-on-one.
Okay, so this is round two. Round one has already happened. What was the thing that tripped up the entrepreneurs the most, so that people who are getting ready to apply can prepare? The one thing that I heard, is that people were saying, I didn't know I had to have my taxes done. I was like, how you won't have your taxes done? You are in business. Well, I just hadn't had a chance to do it. I'm running this business by myself, and I lost my cook, so I've been cooking and running a register, but you still have to have your taxes done.
Absolutely. Because these are state tax dollars, you will be are required to ensure that your state registration for your business is updated, and you will need tax documents. Absolutely. So to just to answer that straight and directly.
Anything else that people need to make sure that they have, that is in working order, and everything is everything before they come to your office to sit down? Because another thing we don't have is time to keep going back and forth.
Of
I don't want
course,
people to
of
go up
course.
there and they don't have the taxes done, or they don't have their, from Secretary of State's office, that they're in good standing with the state. Like, what are some of the other things that they need to make sure that they have before they take the time to close down that shop, come up there, and get started with the application process?
Yeah, you're going to need to. So this program is all about empowering and equipping, right? And so we want to ensure that you have your documentations in order, so that includes your tax documents. Make sure that if you, depending on your business legal entity, you would need your business bank account information, all of those things that really are the normal business operational documentation. You will need those documents. And again, this is listed in specifically on our website. And then, Shaletta, you mentioned the first round. We did complete the first round. We were able to get over 650 awarded applications, which is huge, in the tune of over $9.5 million are right now in the hands of
Wow.
entrepreneurs.
Okay, so what's that process like from beginning of application to actually getting the money? How long does it take?
It is a process, as you can imagine. Round one, for example, we had over 6,000 applications come through the door. Of those 6,000, about half of those were eligible, and so we were able to work through those applications. And that's we're anticipating that again this year. The laws have changed slightly, and so there's a little different eligibility criteria. So I encourage folks to go online to ensure that they are eligible. The first step is a quiz. You can take a quiz on the workshop on the website, excuse me, that really helps you determine, is this the right opportunity before you even get into the full application. So we want to make sure that we're not wasting your time, you're not wasting your time as well. Take the quiz. That's the first thing. That's the first step.
All right, Shahir Ahmed with Neighborhood Development Center, getting the information out there to folks who are listening, who are streaming this online, who are listening on the radio, who may pull up the podcast later, the Minnesota Promise Act Round 2 applications are out and available. You can do that online, but you don't have to do it by yourself. Small business owner, Neighborhood Development Center, Shahir and his team are here with you to help. Now is the time to apply. Applications are open now through mid-December. And now they have an opportunity to sit down with you one-on-one after you take the quiz, if you qualify, to help you through the application process so you don't have to do it by yourself. Shahir, I'm going to give that website to the Promise Act again, mnpromiseact.org. That's where you can go to get the details. Now, how can people find you at Neighborhood Development Center? Because you do more than just help people with the Promise Act. You have so many resources and services for small business owners.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, in our 30 plus year as an organization, we do four main things. Training. We want to make sure that you're trained. You have the right education, the right resources to, if you're a startup business and thinking about getting into the marketplace, we have training classes and workshops designed to support you. We also, the second thing we do is we are CDFI, which means we're allowed to provide loan dollars and access to capital. So if you need some seed money and fuel money for your business, please apply for a loan through our loan products and programs. The third thing we do is wrap around business support services or technical assistance. So let's say you need help with your accounting and bookkeeping. You need help with your marketing and branding. We have programs designed for that. The fourth and final thing we do as an organization is create space for you to potentially be to get your business off the ground and work your business model. We create incubator spaces for entrepreneurs. And so, for instance, Midtown Global Market, if you're familiar with that facility, we own and operate that in partnership. And those businesses, those owners in the market square there are examples of the folks we serve.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Neighborhood Development Center, Minnesota Promise Act. You heard it here first. Help me spread the word to small business owners who need this valuable and timely resource and these funds. Now, listen, we've got another hour of the Shaletta Show. And of course, my friend Steve Thompson is coming up. My favorite part of the program. You don't want to miss it. Stick around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.